My name's Pete, and 10 years ago I was involved in a head-on collision on my way home from work with someone who was found to be 4 times the drink drive limit. I was in the car initially for over 2 hours as I was cut free by the fire brigade, and then spent the next 2.5 weeks in hospital recovering from 4 broken bones in my leg and 2 broken bones in my arm. Initially when I got to hospital I was told I'd never walk again, or there's a possibility I'd never walk again. Fortunately, that hasn't happened and I've recovered. I did spend the best part of 2 years having physio, learning to walk again. Later on, I then had to have one of the metal plates taken out of my leg, which was another surgery, and again another 2 weeks off work. Since the accident, I went through a lot of mental trauma, reliving the accident in my mind. I felt I was trapped in the car and that people couldn't get me out. And I am now physically scarred with quite large scars on my arm and my leg. Fortunately, I've recovered. I've gone on and I'm working and hopefully fairly soon running my first marathon. But the whole episode for myself and my wife were very traumatic and not something I would want to ever relive. For anyone who's thinking of drinking and driving, I would say don't do it. Some people think they're okay, but you never know what's going to happen. It's not ruined my life, it's taken a lot of time out of my life, and it certainly took a lot of time out of the other driver's life, who was a lot more seriously injured than I was. He certainly didn't enjoy the end of his night, as he possibly had done the beginning of it. So if you're going to drink, don't drive. It's not worth the risk.